thanks for choosing the news from BBC World. I'm Alistair Yates with our latest international headlines. An unholy row at the heart of orthodoxy, the schism that's threatening the harmony of monastic life in Mount Athos. Welcome to you. Mount Athos in northern Greece is a semi-independent religious community of 20 separate monasteries, but now a group of monks is appealing to the outside world for help. The monks claim they're under a state of siege, ordered by the head of the Orthodox Church. Malcolm Brabant has been to meet them to find out more about what they claim is a battle for freedom of speech and belief.
Mount Athos is the most sacred place in the Orthodox world, and Esfig Menu sees itself as the ultimate bastion of the faith. The monks claim they're being persecuted by the head of the Orthodox Church, Patriarch Bartholomew, because of an ideological disagreement. They oppose his efforts to heal a 1,000-year-old rift with Roman Catholics.
Some people think that we are dogmatic and fanatic. This is not dogmatism, but it is just doctrine, belief. We think that we have the right. We don't disturb anyone for this belief.
The patriarch is demanding that Abbot Methodius and his followers leave the monastery and hand it over to a newly created order which toes the official line. Patriarch officials say the government in Athens is obliged by the Greek constitution to expel the rebel monks because they are an illegal breakaway faction.
If these tactics against our monastery triumph in the future, whoever displeases the authorities will be driven out, and the spirit of Mount Athos will be lost.
This year's olive harvest will be crucial, as the monks say the state of siege has been tightened. They claim they've been stopped from buying food supplies in Mount Athos' main town and threatened with arrest, although the Patriarchate denies using aggressive tactics. The monks have been to Greece's highest court to try to get the eviction order overturned, but the court ruled that it didn't have jurisdiction and that power remained with the Patriarch in Istanbul. Since that judgment was made, the Holy Council of Mount Athos has tried to block Esfig Menu's access to the outside world by asking the Coast Guard to intercept the monks' three small boats.
When we became monks, we promised to God we are going to serve him and we're going to devote our lives after death to him. So we are ready to keep this promise.
The monks do have one legal option left. They could appeal to the European Court of Human Rights, but they've decided not to, preferring instead to rely on the power of prayer. Malcolm Brabant, BBC News, Mount Athos.